for the mom with her hands full and only a few minutes to spare here and there. Put your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think you are. I want you to delight in these ordinary, often mundane days of motherhood, rooted in confidence about how you are raising and speaking to and nurturing your kids. Peace starts with you. So let's create peaceful safe havens for our kids to grow in. It's never too late, and the fact that you are here speaks volumes of the amazing mom that you are and desire to be. Hello, and welcome back to episode 20, what the heck, of the Peace Starts With You podcast. I can't believe I'm 20 episodes in. I guess apparently most podcasts that are new, they don't make it past episode 10. And I guess I just need to give a really big shout out to my podcast manager. I'm going to tag her in the show notes. If you have been wanting to start a podcast, she is priceless. She is worth every single penny. I don't even know. You guys know my story. I bought a microphone just to hold me accountable to doing this stinking podcast, and it still took me a year to do it. And that was simply because Vanessa came into the picture, and I basically just get to share my heart. I get to talk every week. She holds me accountable. She edits the episodes. She is a rock star. So I'm going to make sure that she's in the show notes in case you want to start a podcast and you want to see what that would look like and you want someone to help you. So man, now I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? Oh my word. Basically, this is the last episode of this season. And so what I want to share is something I've been talking about a lot, but there was a really cool project, and it was a German project, and it was done over 2 decades ago, but they called it, I can't even pronounce it because it's in German, but the nursery without toys. And they wanted to see what would happen if they took toys away from kindergartners. And all toys from participating classrooms were completely removed for 3 months. And one of the teachers actually said, in these 3 months, we offered children space and time to get to know themselves. And because they're not being directed by teachers or toys, the children have to find a new way to master their day in their own individual way. So the aim was to basically nourish self-confidence, imagination, creativity, problem-solving capability, socialization, and their days were deliberately unstructured to avoid them being rushed from one activity to the next. They were basically free to do what they wanted and how they wanted to do it. And a video was taken each day, and on the first day, the kids appeared very confused and bored as they kind of looked around almost apprehensively at the empty classroom, all their toys were removed. By the second day, the kids started playing with chairs and blankets, using their imaginations. They were making dens by draping blankets over tables and weighing them down with shoes. They got creative. And soon they started running around the classroom, chatting and laughing. And by the end of the 3rd month, they were engaged in wildly imaginative play, and they were able to concentrate better. And so there was a professor of educational psychology, and he concluded after studying over 3,000 kids from the ages of 3 to 5 that when children have a large number of toys, there seems to be a distraction element. And when children are distracted, they don't play well. The last couple of weeks, I've had to really do a check because, we don't buy our kids tons of toys, but somehow, some way, our house gets filled with toys. And so I constantly am having to go through them and kind of sift through and decide what we want to keep. But I don't know if any of you guys are down as we go into a fresh new week and a couple weeks until we record another podcast episode, is if you just dedicate this week to decluttering. And this doesn't even go for just your kids and their toys, but even for you and your home. And so being very intentional about the toys that you do keep, and maybe even going as far as to do this study in your own home. Committing to 3 months, what would it look like if you literally took away every single toy? And so when I did this the first time, when I posted this, it was a while ago. I want to say it was even maybe a year and a half ago. And so I never fully got rid of every single toy. I kept our blocks and a couple of our toys that were multi functional, things that they could use many different ways that would still spark imagination. But I'm really tempted as I'm revisiting this to I want to try just getting rid of it all. And that's not to say I'm going to get rid of their blocks and their magnet tiles. They love those things. But even putting those away in a box in the garage. And it's kind of scary because my boys do a lot of crafts. And so I think that the classroom, they took away everything. So that might be a little bit extreme with where you're at. But just to get into this mindset of how important it is to have a decluttered, organized, free space. If cultivating imagination and creativity is something that you want to instill in your kids. And after having minimal toys for a while and being really intentional about not interrupting their play when they're playing and not being afraid of when they're bored, like when kids are bored, that is the best time for them to develop imagination and creativity. And so after doing this for a while, I know that there are so many benefits because my kids play. My kids play a lot independently throughout the day. And especially in the morning, like in the morning, I always have time, like 2 hours to read, drink my hot tizzy. About after an hour, I'll get up, I'll make my coffee, shake, and maybe read some more or get ready. And then after I'm ready for the day, even after that, like my kids are still playing. Like if we have to do school or have to do something, I'm usually like, okay guys, like I'm the one telling them, okay, like time to stop, like come here. And so I don't say that to like brag by any means, maybe just to offer you some hope of that, hey, it might get harder. It probably 100% is going to be hard in the beginning and it's gonna be harder, but it's so worth it. For just an adult, like take your kids out of it. Having a organized, clean, minimal space, it actually will fill you with more motivation to clean the house. Your house will feel calmer and more under control, even with kids running crazy. And did you know that like most people can easily live with less? Most people only use 20% of what they actually own. And if you needed even more of a boost to kind of, it's not even spring, but to fall clean your house, cleaning and organizing are strongly associated with decreasing stress and anxiety. So as we go into these next couple weeks, I just really want, and I feel like after listening to this, it's almost impossible. Like obviously you're here for a reason. You want more peace. You want more calm in your life. And so it's almost impossible to not almost feel excited to like, okay, let's get a big trash bag out. Let's start cleaning. And I'm so weird. Like if I am cleaning the house and my house is a disaster, I'll get a big like laundry basket and I'll throw everything in there and I will clean the house and then I'll sift through the basket. Sometimes like I'm literally sitting right here staring at a little tiny basket full of random stuff and I probably should just throw it away because obviously I don't miss it. So, but anyways, that's just like a little fun fact about me that's so like, Brooklyn, why do you do that? But for some reason, it just helps me like getting all the crap off my counters, putting it in a bin, and cleaning the house. The house looks amazing. And then going through that one small bin just seems more manageable for me. So that's something that works for me. But basically to say cleaning and organizing actually are associated with decreasing stress and anxiety. And once you have your house and everything has a place, and you may have to do this in stages. I know there's so many good books and Instagram accounts and things to help you in this. So just let this podcast spur you to tidy up your home, get organized. You'll have a clearer mind. You'll have more peace. You'll be able to approach the day with just this level of control, even with crazy wild toddlers running around. And don't feel like you have to be this naturally like organized or tidy person. You just need less. You need less to manage. Less toys, clothes, kitchen items, bedding, cosmetic decor. Most of us are keeping far more than what we need. And so let's go into this week. Let's start with our kids' toys. Let's see what happens. If you don't want to get rid of everything, I do not blame you. I have yet to do that, but if I could get a group of you guys, like let's get together on Instagram, message me, I'll put together a little group and let's, for the month of November, let's do this. Let's get rid of the toys and see what happens and we'll cheer each other on. And so let's start with our kids' toys and then let's carry that into our homes and create this like just safe haven, this peaceful place where the stuff is not bogging down our mind. But we feel clear-minded, we feel peaceful, we feel calm, we feel in control. Remember, peace starts with you. You have so much power to create this peaceful safe haven for you, your husband, and your kids. I can't wait to connect again. I have something really exciting kind of going not going on, but something really exciting to put out there in the next couple weeks. And then I have a great idea that I want to put into effect for season two. And it doesn't have to do necessarily with parenting, but it directly affects parenting. So I'm really excited. I want to line up some amazing guests. I want to get my husband on the podcast. So anyways, I love you guys. I'm so thankful for your love and your support. I love getting on here. Sometimes it takes a little bit. I'm like naturally a lazy person. And so sometimes it takes a little bit of me just kicking myself in the butt. But as soon as I turn on my microphone and get on my computer and start talking, I'm like, this fills me up. And so your constant encouragement and the messages I get, like, just know that it means a ton and it keeps me going. And I'm just so excited to see kind of like where God takes this and what he does through this and who I meet and the connections that I make. And I want you to know, like, I want to connect with you on like a deeper level. So if you listen to this, I want you to message me on Instagram. I want you to tell me how many kids you have, what your name is, where you live, what your passions and dreams are. And I want you to know that I'm cheering you on. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Peace starts with you.